Poetry Rocks Tool 1, The Leapfrog. The purpose is to explore the elemental question, what is poetry? And here's a little bit of background in some things that famous poets have said about what they say poetry is. William Wordsworth called poetry the spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings that takes its origin from emotion recollected in tranquility. Samuel Taylor Coleridge defined poetry as that species of composition which is opposed to works of science by proposing for its immediate object pleasure, not truth, and from all other species it is discriminated by proposing to itself such delight from the whole as is compatible with the distinct gratification from each component part. And that may sound complicated. Poet and poetry teacher John Drury says in his book, Creating Poetry, but it's the best, truest definition of poetry that Drury knows. And he gives us a great little rewording there. In other words, poetry gives pleasure first, then truth, and its language is charged, intensified, concentrated. Drury goes on to share that A.E. Housman tested a poem by repeating it to himself while shaving. He knew it was poetry if his razor ceased to move. And compare that to Emily Dickinson's test. If I feel physically as if the top of my head were taken off, I know that is poetry. Well, I have a much less violent bent toward my poetry than that. I'm much more like Dylan Thomas, who said, if you want a definition of poetry, say, poetry is what makes me laugh or cry or yawn, what makes my toenails twinkle, what makes me want to do this or that or nothing, and let it go at that. And my favorite definition is William Stafford's definition. A poem is anything said in such a way or put on the page in such a way as to invite from the hearer or the reader a certain kind of attention. So you see, you have a lot of leeway, and you'll have an opportunity as you do this tool and the next one to decide for yourself what poetry is. So here's what to do. Give yourself the fun and pleasure of exploring what poetry is by, as Samuel Taylor Coleridge would say, taking delight from the whole and distinct gratification from each component part of a poem that you enjoy. Be playful. You can't do this wrong. You're going to read any poem that you enjoy, preferably aloud, then grab a phrase or idea from it and use it to leapfrog off into a poem of your own in any way that you like. Don't worry about how to do this or getting it right. Just allow yourself to play with another poet's phrasing or idea for 10 minutes, shaping words in any way that you enjoy. You can try writing in his or her same form and style, but you don't have to. In fact, don't, unless that is, you'd find it fun. If you like what you come up with, you can develop your poem further. We'll discuss how and when to credit poets whose work inspires yours in our next tool. For now, just leap in, immerse yourself in a poem, and play. And if you want a suggestion, I've included a link to a poem I love called Hurry by Marie Howe. And here's my example. I read many poems in literary journals, and I really enjoy the wide array of subjects and styles I find there. And when I came across lines from Michael McPhee's poems Address Book in Southern Poetry Review, spring 1991, I identified with this person he describes. And these are words right from Michael McPhee's poem. I knew a guy once who, when depressed, would take out his pocket address book and make a list of all those people he might describe as friends. Next, he'd cross out all the people on the list he didn't consider good friends. Finally, he'd eliminate the people he couldn't call really good friends, those who would gladly lay down their life or money for him, and end without a single name unstruck. This poem stayed with me, for one thing, because I think it's kind of funny. And later I tried to find it and I couldn't. And this fact became a part of my own poem as I went leapfrogging off. Recently, I actually found this long-lost poem, which was really great, so I could credit and share Michael McPhee's inspiration with you. And the poem that I wrote is called Out with the Old. Call me sentimental. On this day of Auld Lang Syne, Christmas trees litter the curb where they were dragged without ceremony. Strands of tinsel cling, almost glinting in January's thin sun. Some still wear a nailed crisscross of wood, a red metal tree stand screwed into the trunk. I've seen them slung to the ground, fully decorated. Who could have imagined what has become disposable? All this as I look out my window, chewing the end of my pen, copying names and numbers into a new address book. Last night I searched for a lost poem, a poem in which a man goes through his address book, crossing out by ever higher standards, till he is left with no one, no one he can call at 3 o'clock in the morning to lend him money, no questions asked. A morbid, self-pitying poem. I liked it, and I may never find it. Just like I may never call these people, many of whom have moved from one penciled apartment to another until they have finally fallen off the pages altogether. Why do I remember the first name and number I ever took? Aliza Scalzetti, a girl scribbled at a Girl Scout jamboree on a torn piece of purple crepe paper I kept in my desk like a winning ticket I never redeemed. January, sad January, down the hollow of years, who thinks of me? So I hope you'll have fun with your own poem, and when you finish, there's a reflection for you. How do you imagine the poet whose poem you used to inspire your leapfrog poem would answer the question, what is poetry? What did you learn about what poetry is from playing with someone else's poetic sensibilities in this way?